back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget to sign up for our big poker tournament. It is August 28th at the Commerce Casino. Go to our website right now. Sign up for it. Maybe you're a selected lucky listener, and you get yourself a free ticket to play. You get free food. The tournament's free, and they're giving away $6,000 worth of prizes. Go to 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. And go under contests, and sign up for this sucker. Randy will be down there. Gene will be down there. And both of them are willing to sign and pose for pictures. That's always nice of them. And so we'll see you down there August 28th. All right. Carrie Kasem is with us every other Tuesday. You'll be there, right?
I'm coming, too. You keep leaving me out. Right. I know. Yeah, I'm going to get down there. Oh, sorry. No seat.
All right. We have a special guest that I only met last week, and I met you through Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog.
Yeah, and he'll be here tomorrow, every Wednesday. Oh, I love that dude. Every
He's
single
a great
Wednesday.
Guy.
Man,
yes, he is.
Time flies when that guy's around. He's funny as hell and super, super nice guy.
Yes,
all right, Llama's with us now. How are you, man?
Fine.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
All
how are
right, you?
You
look very healthy.
Thank you.
All right, now tell us a little bit about your background. And by the way, folks, this woman is about to change your life tonight. I know a lot of you guys will go, F it. You know, no one's going to change my life. I'm going to keep doing the crap I do and feel like S the rest of my life.
This
well,
is
you
like
can listen
Candida?
As well.
Kind of like the Candida stuff that I did?
I think it's Candida plus it's a whole lot more, I think.
For males. For
yeah,
males.
For everybody yeah. here. All right. So, Llama, tell us a little about your background. How'd you get started and how'd you get educated, young lady?
My background is I was pre-med student. And
You're pre-med? Where?
I you had to catch me off guard, right?
I just asked him what school. Where'd you go to medical school?
UCLA.
Oh, UCLA.
Yeah.
Look at
wow.
you. So, very tough school to get into.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I started working in neurology. I started doing electroencephalograms, which are EEGs, doing brainwave testing.
Right.
So. I was there for about 6 years while I was going to school part-time trying to get everything done. And I just saw a lot of things that I felt helpless about. I wasn't able to heal anybody. I wasn't able to help anybody. It was westernized medicine. I don't have anything against it. It has a lot of great attributes. But
like Vicodin.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Tim.
All right.
That's a lot of other stuff.
Yeah. All right. Let's get right into this then. So you've helped a lot of people. You work with a lot of celebrities.
Yeah. I got out of pre-med.
Can we mention some of the celebrities you work with?
Sure.
Who are they?
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog.
Who else you work with?
Puff Daddy, Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Busta Rhymes, Pharrell.
Mariah Carey, huh?
Yeah, for the last 6 years. Yeah.
And so you're responsible for putting that body together, is huh?
Or her voice, man. Because yeah. you gotta keep the alkali down. I know that, or the acid down, right?
Yeah.
For your voice.
Yeah, actually, I haven't introduced this to her yet. I haven't seen her in a while.
Right.
So.
All right, but if Mariah Carey was in here, she'd go, oh, Llama, how are you? Nice
oh, yeah.
to see you. You guys are that close.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
All right.
God bless her.
All right, so now talk about the whole body, because you say that basically the alkaline or the acid in your body is what brings on disease?
Mm. Most of our bodies these days are very acidic because of our diets and what we eat and what we drink and just pollution and just everything.
Like soft drinks are not good for you.
Soft drinks are horrible for you because they're it's phosphoric acid. So mm-hmm. if your body's acidic already, you don't want to keep on putting acid back into your body. You want to start alkalinizing it.
Right.
Does that produce diarrhea, upset stomach? What is that?
Oh,
have
sorry,
a cancer.
Oh, yeah. Cancer. Oh, all right.
Yeah, acidity, they're coming to find out that it causes all sorts of ailments that are going on.
Okay. All right, so no soft drinks anymore. Stop with the soft drinks.
Yeah.
What about beer? Beer's good, though, huh?
You know what? I don't know if beer is an alkalinizer or acidic.
I think it's not. I think we're cool. I think we're okay. All right.
No, alcohol is acidic.
It is.
Sorry. Yes, it is. It's
hell.
Very, very acidic.
You're going to have to start smoking weed again.
Yeah.
All right, so.
And that's acidic, too.
Wait,
really?
Weed is?
Yes.
Wait, pot is acidic?
Yes.
Well, what's not acidic?
Unfortunately, all this stuff that we don't like.
How about Jack in the Box tacos?
Terrible.
Oh, please.
Awful.
They're the best. I had two today. All right, so now when you say your body is acidic,
animal protein is very acidic.
Is that like when you're talking about like acid ingestion? I mean, that's what that's a result of acid.
Yeah, that's a little bit part of it.
Right.
But you know, when you sweat underneath your arms and there's an odor, that's acidity.
Got that.
I never smell you.
Yeah, come on over here.
No, you never smell.
His arms are up. I can smell him from here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm a working man. My grandfather worked his ass off. My dad worked his ass off. Men stink. What can you do?
So how can you tell when you're acidic? Because I know your stomach hurts. That's the first. I mean, a lot of times people have acid reflux. But what if you don't have
reflux,
that?
It could be anything. It could be dry skin. How about you're not even hydrated at all.
Right. And alcohol does dehydrate you.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
Yeah. That's why you get hungover.
Yeah.
You know, the alcohol takes all that the moisture out of your body, and then you just dry heave.
Yep.
Been there.
All the water. We're dehydrated as it is, and then you drink alcohol, and you still are now pulling more than you even have.
And caffeine dehydrates you, too.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So Lama's with us. Now, what do you recommend? What kind of drinking water do you recommend? What's good? Sparklets, Arrowhead, any?
None of them.
Is that right?
No.
What do? You just open the tap? Is the tap water as good for you as the bottled water?
Tap water has minerals in it, and
the bottled water does not.
Bottled water does not. It is cleaned out profusely, reversed osmosis or purified. So all the minerals are taken out.
What about smart water? Is that good for you?
Smart water, I did test that, and it is alkaline.
What about that Penta?
Hell.
Penta's a structured, ionized water. It is good.
So it's good?
Yes.
Because it's really expensive, but I love that. It's my favorite one.
I invested into a water company 3 years ago, and we're about to pull it out. And
excellent.
And it's structured.
All right, now, how do you get your water? What do you? You go up to heaven, and is it raindrop?
I have, it's called a Kangen water machine.
The Kangen water machine.
Yes. And it...
Where do you get that?
Well, you can go to my website and read everything about it.
And what does it do?
Talk to me and order one through me. What it does is it ionizes the water, it structures it, and it alkalinizes it. So it cleans all the chlorine and the impurities out, but it leaves the good stuff in, the calcium, potassium, magnesium.
And you can do that with any water?
Can it
turn ocean water into drinking water?
No, because that's highly mineralized salt water.
Hell.
But what if you take vitamins that have all the minerals in it, and you're taking it with water, but you're taking them every day? You take vitamins that...
That's a great question you asked, because when you drink the Kangen water, it has you absorb the vitamins and minerals and everything that you're taking 10 times faster.
All right, so the water that you recommend, how is that different from the water that, Sparklets or Arrowhead or whatever?
I'm going to show you.
All right. You got a test there, huh?
Yeah, I got a little test.
All right, we have a bottle of water here. I'm not going to say which one it is because God only knows they're probably in advertising. They'll be pissed.
See, yeah.
All right, there's
a
cup of water.
When most of the water's out there, they're making us believe that cleaning the water extensively is a great thing for us.
Not good?
No. Because it takes all the minerals out. So when you drink that water... That water goes into your body and it acts like a sponge. It wants to grab the minerals from you now. Because water is naturally with minerals.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
Right.
That's interesting.
So that produces cancer and you die?
No.
All right.
I'm going to show you what it produces.
Okay. All right. Now she's testing this bottle of water right now. I'm not going to tell you.
What is that? What's the red stuff?
This.
All right. You put a little
pH
water
balancer
in there first, and then the pH balance going. How soon will that test it?
It's testing right now.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And what color is it turning?
This is orange.
Orange. Is that good?
No.
That's not so good.
Yeah, I'm going to show you this little chart right here.
There's a chart, Tim. Look
and
at
this
that.
Is the
where
chart?
The acidity level
is? Uh-oh. That's bad vibes.
The worst possible.
And that's
that
a very popular bottle of water.
That's right.
By the way.
That's
everybody
right.
drinks this bottle
that's
of water.
That's right.
Like this is one of the most popular. Yeah,
all right,
right.
Now let's test your water. That crazy calcium water that you've spent $3,800 a gallon on.
You see the cloudiness in there?
Yeah,
it's
that's
all the minerals
that's why
in there
I probably don't want to drink it. It's too cloudy for me. This looks like the it comes
look,
from,
it started
comes
to
from a
already.
Jacuzzi
that's
at
amazing.
A nudist camp.
it is amazing.
Does it taste any different?
With how many
I
people?
I brought you guys some, so you can taste it.
Wow. So how many people have acid problems?
Oh yeah,
their
I do.
Stomachs,
I got a
the
big,
acid,
major
acid
one.
Reflux, the bad breath that's constant.
There you
the
go.
Armpit.
Yep. There you go.
Oh
wow! All right, it turned blue, huh?
See how high in the apple Look at that, that is?
Man. Yeah. All right. That is a winner. That's the winner. Mm-hmm. All right. So F you to the bottle water and get one of these machines.
I got to taste this stuff. Can I try some
of it? Sure.
All right. And then how quickly will this water start to affect you?
I got to tell you, when I started drinking it.
You talk right to the mic there, baby.
I have horses. Well, let's just talk about how many people have cellulite, okay? Let's just go there.
Yeah. I think some of our listeners have it.
I know I do.
All right.
But
so,
this can't get walked. It's getting rid of
Is it?
Yes, it is.
It's okay. Getting rid of the cellulite?
Yeah, because I'm going to read
this stuff.
Wait, so the water's getting rid of cellulite?
Yeah, because I'm going to read to you what happens to the body when it's over acidic. The body starts to compensate because it's so acidic.
You're like a mad scientist over here.
Yeah.
With all your equipment. All right, so you get now you can actually go on a diet. How's the water?
It tastes actually like fine.
Is that right?
Good water.
All right, now when you start drinking this water, how much water can this machine produce in a period of like 24 hours? You got to sit around and wait for it?
No.
No?
It's instant.
It
comes
good.
Yeah, you open up your faucet. It goes right through the machine. It comes through a nozzle, and it goes straight into
your... I just took some of your water.
Wait, give me
no,
a hit
I just
of
took
that.
Some of it because I want my cellulite to be gone.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so explain how this water works, better than bottled water.
Well, it's very alkaline. It's ionized, and it's structured water.
Oh, it's terrible. No, I'm just haven't had any yet.
You're
all right,
awful.
I'm gonna drink a little.
Where
of
do
here.
I find? Honestly, though, where can I find this if I wanted to, make my tap water good?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna give you the website.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll talk, and I'll get you one sent to the house.
Okay. Now tell us how you have come to the conclusion that just drinking water can reduce fat.
Oh.
Or cellulite, is that right?
Yes.
Isn't that fat? Cellulite is fat?
Yeah, cellulite is fat caught, how do I say this? Acid-forming, let's hear.
It's like, it looks like cottage cheese, so what it does, it almost like comes
it's
together.
Trapped, yeah, it's trapped up, it's trapped toxins and acidity in fat cells.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So now can you imagine you're drinking
water? So it's not
water.
Even. So it's not just unattractive to look at physically. It's unattractive for the person who has it. it's really it's sick. Sickness upon sickness. It looks like hell, and it's hell for the person who has it. Is that right?
I am telling you, if this really takes cellulite away, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah,
$3,800.
I don't know.
$3,800 for 15 years.
Oh, but it's not about cellulite.
Are you going to give? There's people listening right now. I'm telling you, girls especially that want to get rid of their cellulite. Where can you give you the name of your website?
Sure.
Yeah, what is it?
By the way, is it guaranteed? I mean, it will get rid of cellulite.
No, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. We're talking about preventing all sorts of stuff. I mean, I used to drink water. People used to make fun of me because I'll bring my bottle of water to parties, funerals.
Right, you're one of those
dates.
Right.
I swear to God, I've had guys look at me and go, "Are you bringing that water into the restaurant?" I'm like,
"Oh,
yes."
Geez.
And they're like,
"Are you single?
Do you have to?" I am.
Hey,
I
it's
am.
The crazy water lady.
Yeah, I swear. I had one of my clients, LeBron James. He runs for me. He's like, "Where's your gallon at?"
Oh, is that right? You know LeBron's? You know LeBron's?
Yeah, I started working on him when he was like 18 years old, right?
Is that
when
right?
He started, yeah.
He plays for Cleveland now,
sure
right?
Does.
Yeah, number 23, I believe.
Yes.
When he went over to win on the last Olympics on the Dream Team, they came in third. They got the bronze medal. And now his nickname is LeBron's James.
LeBron's.
Hopefully they do better this year.
Right.
All right. But that is interesting. The water is, again, give out the website so people can figure out how to get this water here.
Let's see. It's Llamas Info, LAMAS.
Like llama like the animal.
Yes,
that's llama my like name. Okay, yeah. No, I know. I just want people to understand what it was. Yeah,
llama like
all right.
The animal.
Info.com.
Well, it's llamas, LAMAS, info dot BLOGSPOT.
Oh, hell with that.
How are we going to
You know what? We'll put it on our website or something. That's too long. All right, if you want, we'll email it to you. Email
well, this one's
us.
Easier. You could actually go to here. It's www.llamaamin.com. Your body is water.
All right.
Dot info.
You know, it's better just to email us, conwayshow@gmail.com.
Okay.
conwayshow@gmail.com. Lama, thanks for coming in. Awfully interesting with the water. And if you want any more information on it, email us, conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. Thanks for coming on, baby.
Thanks, Lama.
Thank you.
All right, Lama, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live. When we come back, we have an email from a guy, from a chick, who says her turn-on is sleeping with her dad's friends. Ah, something Kasem, I believe, does.
Oh, come on.
Come on. I was just kidding.
My Lord.
Gina, is that your turn-on there, baby?
I'm going to go ahead and take a pass. Gosh, can you believe
All
this
right.
guy?
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
You don't have to love me, and let's get